I'd like to welcome everyone to the Cane Springs Improvement District Board of Trustee meeting. Today is August 7th, 2026. It is 1 o'clock. And we have in attendance myself, Board Chair, Jonathan Hoffman, who is on site, Thomas Gottlieb, and Trent Arnold, who are all joining remotely. And I believe that means we have a quorum.
Thanks, Jonathan, for facilitating the meeting. Just to clarify, the three board members are all electronic.
Got it. And all right. So again, welcome everybody to the meeting. First order of items is to approve the minutes from June 4th, 2026. Has everybody had a chance to review those minutes?
Yes, and I make a movement to approve those minutes of June 4, 2026.
Do I have
This
a
is Trent,
second?
I'll second.
Awesome. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Jonathan?
Aye.
All right, that is
Jonathan's not
unanimous.
on the
Craig.
Board. Oh, Jonathan's not on the board. Okay. All right, that is unanimous. Appreciate that. Let's see. Number three, public hearings. There are none. Moving to number four, discussion and action items. So it looks like the first item, you should all have received a very extensive packet. Jay, thank you for producing that. The first one is to approve the auditor contract. Has everyone had a chance to review that?
Yes, I have. I thought it was a thorough and appropriate presentation and proposal.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve the auditor contract. Do I have a second?
It's Trent, I'll second. I just want to note thanks to Jay for researching and figuring out what I think is a great solution. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, and we did get him all the financial information. I know there's a little bit of back and forth on that, but hopefully he's got everything he needs. So we
Yeah,
have.
and just to be clear on that, so from the end of the fiscal year, June 30, there's 180 days. So we have until the end of the year. So we're ahead of the curve on getting things to them and getting going. So the idea is to hopefully wrap it up earlier because then we're not competing with their ordinary last minute schedule.
Perfect. We had I made the motion. Who was it that seconded it? Is that you, Trent or
I
Tom?
second it.
Okay, so we've got the second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous for the three of us. Okay, moving to the approval of the legal counsel contract. I will make I think we've all
Yeah.
reviewed this because this was engaging with Jay and the new
Yeah,
firm.
and I just dated it for January 1. Unfortunately, I didn't realize when we had our first meeting it was so far into the year. It just didn't make it onto the agenda. So
No, that's fine. There's a lot going on with this. I'll make a motion to approve the legal counsel contract. Do I have a second?
it's Trent, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
That passes unanimously. All right, move to 4C, which is the financial resolution. So it looks like there's four different subs on this. Jay, do we need to go through any of these specifically
Yeah,
or just?
let me kind of just explain it really fast. So it's one resolution, and we're repealing and replacing the original initial capital transactions. That doesn't have any attachments associated with it. That's just going through. We had originally, very beginning, authorized the district to negotiate with the property owner, so it was clear where any funding was coming from. But that was limited in scope. We now have samples, including from Echo Canyon, that is the basis of the combined infrastructure and equipment financing agreement and administration funding and reimbursement agreement. So those are one agreement that covers both of those. But I thought it was important to distinguish and make sure that because they're distinct purposes, I just listed them separately on the agenda. And then the important note for the promissory note is that this is a present action acknowledging the transactions during the 2026 fiscal year, but it is the board exercising its current authority to approve that financing. And so it goes through all of those items, and has a it includes those two exhibits, the note and the agreement, which are combined, sorry, in Exhibit A and Exhibit B. And then we also have a posting protest period of 30 days, just to put a time limit on that, which is allowed.
Perfect.
And so it's all going back, and this comes up again, going through preparing for the formal audit, going through our records and making sure everything's in good shape.
Okay. Do you want to leave that one up there to make the motion so we've got the language, Jade, or do we just basically say?
Yeah, it'll be this right here.
All right. Does someone want to make this motion?
And when I labeled it, you could just say the resolution
Oh,
2607 as presented.
perfect. I will make a motion that we approve resolution number 2026-07. Do I have a second?
Trent, I'll
I
second.
second it.
Okay, so we got Trent as
Two
a
seconds.
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that passes unanimously. Thanks, Jay. All right, we're moving on to 4D, and this is the resolution to ratify actions prior to board meetings and related administrative clarifications. Yeah, Jay, if you want to pull up the details on that one, it'd be helpful. And they just go
Yeah.
through it briefly and give us kind of the
Right.
overview.
So basically, and almost all of these, there's only one exception. And so I think just going to the actual action that's anticipated here is ratification of each of these board meetings. In preparing for the audit, I realized there were four meetings that did not have the recording posted, and Zoom has since deleted them. So I didn't have access to post them late. So rather than do that, the board meeting minutes are the official record of the actions, but just to check those boxes, we wanted to make sure that we covered those. So
So we're still fine with the board meetings, actually. That's the official record. So the fact that it got deleted is we'll do better next time, but we're still okay, right?
Yeah, and this is a belt and suspenders. This is making sure that, hey, we did identify this, then we reviewed it, and then we took action to make sure that everybody's on the same page and it's part of the record going forward. But to identify these actions, they're really minor, but I think it's worth just saying, there were approval of minutes at each of these, of course, and then there was in tw September 2023. There was approval to pursue conditional use permit actions that happened, but there was an official board action that did that. There was also a typo in the agenda. There was a mismatch. What was actually posted on the public notice website was the 7th, and that's when the meeting was held. So I want to go back and correct those. The other meetings were ratifying the positions, confirming those, doing the annual training, adoption of a 2024 meeting schedule. Adopt and then the two public hearings for 2024. And again, this was a these were $0. Well, they anticipated potential expenses of up to 15,000 that didn't end up happening. So then when we did the revised budget, we corrected them down to the actual expenses and revenue of $0. There was public in those meetings, or at least the public hearing for the public for the agenda. And then the other thing that this resolution does is removes any reference to an annual meeting schedule. We don't have to have an annual meeting schedule, and it was brought up during our June meetings that our dates weren't matching. That was a best efforts, but it was apparently causing confusion. So rather than have this potentially conflicting information out there, we only have to post a meeting schedule if we're having regular meetings.
Got it.
And by saying, acknowledging now, we're not going to try to have regularly scheduled meetings. We're going to only have them as needed. Then we don't have to have
Yeah,
that meeting schedule.
and that makes sense given, how little that we're doing currently on this. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So that's all this is. It's just a cleanup resolution so that our records are there, and we can point to this if the auditor has any other questions or concerns about those kinds of things. But they're relatively minor, as you can see. There weren't commitments to expend funds or anything like that during those handful of meetings.
Yeah, that no, sounds good. All right, if you want to roll
So
back up.
Jay, can those all be rolled into one motion, or do you want them to be separate motions?
Yeah, it's approving the written resolution that identifies all of those individual
Okay.
components.
So,
So it's
Tom or Trent,
one.
do one of you want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion that we ratify the actions of prior board meetings and related administrative clarifications related to meeting of September 7, 2023, February 23, 2024, September 7, 2023, May 16, 2024, May 23, 2024.
Do we have a second?
Trent, I'll second.
All right, we have a motion, a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That passes unanimously. All right, we're on to. Did that include all of that, Jay? A through D?
So
I
that
think
was
that was
D
D
one through
okay.
one
Five.
through five.
Okay, all right, got it. And now we're on to five. Okay. Board meeting reports. I don't know of any board meeting reports outside of the fact that the Colsina plant was finished and it is currently in storage. And I think the next steps are to look at the expansion of the cave and then to get that unit shipped. And Trent, I'm going to ask you to kind of run point on the logistics of that so we can kind of get that in process. Does that work?
That's great.
Okay. Anything else, guys, that we want to go over outside of the Colsina?
Nothing else to report.
Okay. Brent, anything on your end?
Nothing else to report.
Okay. All right. I don't think we have anything on a closed session. So, Jay, anything on your end?
No, that's all.
All right. I will make a motion to adjourn this meeting. And do we have a second?
Trent, I'll second.
All right. All in favor, aye.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Jay, appreciate all your help on this. I know it's been a ton of work.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, go enjoy the heat outside.
Yes.